This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest coming with us today. His name is Paul Thompson. Well, he is the CEO of Mexis Gold US. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MXSG. Paul, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Mexis Gold and how you guys engage in the evolution and acquisitions of your exploration.
Mexis Gold was founded by myself in 2009. We've been looking at a lot of properties. We have properties now where we've acquired something like around 14,000 acres. We just picked up another property in Mexico to add to that of 970 acres. Our main project is a Santa Elena out of Caborca, Sonora State, Mexico. And we're putting that into production. We've been making leaps and bounds on it. Our leach pad, we were going to do a 10,000 ton test leach pad system, and we've upped that to 360,000 tons. So we missed our date of production from the end of last month of October, and now we feel it'll be about 45 days away. We'll be producing gold there at that project.
So we moved the date from October to what, the middle of December?
Yeah, December 15th. Prior to Christmas, we believe we will have a good Christmas present for the shareholders.
Tell my listeners a little bit about the joint venture and the Marmar Holdings.
Approximately 6 months ago, Marmar, Mr. Marco Martinez, and myself had a conference in Mexico and several telephone conversations and several days of meetings and investigating their company and what they could do for us. We entered into a operating agreement where they will be the operators of the Santa Elena. They paying the expenses all up front. They have the equipment, the knowledge, the know-how, and the most important, Marmar has good political contacts and real political savvy for operating in Mexico. So we're operating on a 50-50 basis. They're to pay the expenses, and Mexis will enjoy 50% of the profit after costs.
The Santa Elena mine, is that the one that's in New Mexico?
That's in Mexico. It's Sonora State, Mexico, about 100 miles south of the Arizona border.
Okay. And on that, what do you think the tonnage per ounce will be out of that? Are we talking 1 ounce of gold per 2,000 tons, a ton? Where are we at?
The geologists and the preliminary reports from the project, we've got some that'll run 6 and 8 grams per ton, but we're averaging, our figures are based on 1 gram per ton. And to start, we will be running 5,000 ton a day, which will give us somewhere around 160 ounces a day of gold equivalent, which isn't bad. And then we've enlarged and have area to enlarge our leach pad so we can go up to 10,000 ton. From there, we'll go on up to 15, 20,000 ton a day. Eventually, this is going to rival some of the bigger mines in the area, like the Buenas Noches and the La Jadura, which is our neighbors.
You know, you guys have three properties that you're about to do some kind of development on that. We have, of course, the Santa Elena mine and then the San Marco and then the Scorpio project. Can you tell us where we're at in the process of the other two?
Yes, the Scorpio, I just got off the phone this morning with the engineer and a geologist. Cesar Limas is headed to the Scorpio project, which is over by Hermosillo, Mexico. And he's going to be doing a mapping and reporting with his crew there. Actually, he's going to start this coming Monday. And we have some real high-grade copper, and it's carrying pretty good gold with it on that project. The San Marco is east of the Caborca project, Santa Elena, over towards the coast of the Sea of Cortez. And that one, we've got from reports from the people that we acquired it from, there's 110,000 ounces proven. And we're in the process of identifying and proving that to ourselves so we can use that information. Now, we believe that it's true, but we're not sure of that, of course.
My guest today is Paul Thompson. He is the CEO of Mexis Gold US. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MXSG. You know, future plans. I know that you guys have been talking about some future plans of expanding Mexis and Marmar. What are your thoughts on that?
We're looking at properties in central Mexico. I spent a couple weeks there, two or three weeks past. There's some great properties we're looking at. And Mr. Marco Martinez and myself was in a meeting this past Monday in Mexico. And we're looking at some properties that we can bring in that are past properties that were producers that have gone by the wayside that we're able to pick up and rejuvenate. He's an expert with moving dirt and mining as the open pit type mining. So we're looking at other projects, and I believe we will keep expanding one at a time, but not going into debt to do it, which is a key to our operation. We have very low debt, hardly any debt, and the cost of producing at the Santa Elena will be somewhere around $400 an ounce, which is really, really good. And with the price of gold perhaps going down, this will keep us in the ballpark.
You know, you said that we're going to actually start working on the Santa Elena mine project here around the 15th of December. When do you think that we'll actually start bringing some gold up and that actually that hitting the balance sheet?
We will be producing gold by the end of the year. We'll be pouring gold. We've been working at that now for quite a few, several years, drilling and testing and mapping and so forth. And we've been mining material there now for 3 months. So our leach pad is complete. The filter material is in place, and we're starting to place ore on the pad as we speak.
No, the point that I was trying to get to, Mr. Thompson, was that the revenues are going to be significantly going up here in the next 90 to 120 days. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We'll be on a positive cash flow.
My guest today is Paul Thompson. He is the CEO of Mexis Gold US. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MXSG. In closing here, Paul, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about?
Well, we're a young company, but we're growing. We have some good, solid projects, and we're going to grow Mexis one step at a time, sure-footed, and no risk, and no debt or very little debt.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. The company that we're highlighting today is Mexis Gold. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MXSG. Paul, thank you very much for stopping by. I wish you nothing but the best, and we're going to check back with you in a couple of months.
All right. Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.